did you think of practice today?
That was day one of OTAs. We've been doing a lot of individual work during this phase one and phase two off-season program, and it was nice to be able to get back on the field. Jerseys, helmets, have more of an organized practice. First time we were able to go against the defense. We've really been just running plays and throwing passes versus air. So to go against our defense, to go against our secondary players like Champ and Harris and our new secondary players, it's always good work going against really good players.
Physically, you feel better this year compared to when you're up there at this time last year?
Yeah, I feel fine.
What adding a Charles Woodson mean to this team?
Hey, we're always looking to add great players. That's been pretty evident since the time I've been here that management is always looking to add excellent football players through the draft or via free agency. So I had a chance to visit with Charles when he was here last week, and certainly that'd be a great addition to our team. I know there's the business side of it that comes into play, but there's no question that anytime you can add good football players at any position, I think that's always a good thing.
Can you talk about the receiving core and where they stack up? They could be the best in the league.
Well, I'm really proud of the way they've worked hard so far this offseason. Demarius and Eric have displayed good leadership. Even though they're both young receivers, they're the veterans kind of our group as far as having the most Broncos experience. And, of course, Wes is a veteran that's played in a lot of big games. This is his first year with us. But they've really worked hard, and all those guys want to get better. And that's all you can ask for in any position, but especially as a quarterback. You like wide receivers that like to work, that like to perfect their craft, and all three of those guys really like to do that. And then, I think Caldwell and Orton and some of the other young guys, we've drafted a receiver in King, so there'll be good competition there, and I think that's a healthy thing.
Wes, do you see being able to do anything differently this year than you were last year with Wes?
Like I said, this was the first day of OTA. I mean, Wes and I will continue to work, try to get on the same page. I thought we had excellent production last year at the slot out of Brandon Stokely. And, adding Wes is a new player, and we're looking forward to getting on the same page.
Watching Wes from afar, what makes him so effective?
Well, I mean, I can just really speak for, what he's done in New England. I mean, he's just been an extremely difficult guy to cover one-on-one. And then, you can tell by watching him on film, he's an extremely smart player, has an excellent feel for zone coverage. So this is just, the beginning stages of him getting comfortable in this offense, and he and I getting on the same page. We put a lot of time in together as individuals, but just versus air. We've spent a lot of time talking as well. But, now that we're going against the defense, we'll continue to learn, and there'll be some things we have to work through. But that's what OTAs and training camp's for.
What are your first impressions of Monte Ball and his willingness to learn the offense?
Yeah, this is really the first day that I've seen him. He was unable to be here last week during the last week of phase two. I guess he was back at school. So this is really the first day. So I really couldn't give you a good answer there.
Even though these practices are optional, as a guy who wants to perfect with all your teammates, how disappointed are you that a guy like McGahee is not here?
Yeah, I can't really speak for that. I haven't had a chance to speak with Willis, and didn't realize that that he was not going to be here. And it's probably Coach Fox or Elway or Greek could probably give you more information on that. So, the guys that are here are working real hard, and we're glad they're here. And hopefully, Willis can get here as soon as he can.
What sort of expectations are you guys setting yourselves during OTAs? What's kind of a fair assessment?
Well, we have some offensive goals that Adam Gase has given to us. Those are kind of kept in-house within the offense. We have specific things that he wants to try to get accomplished during this OTA session. You have a limited amount of practices, a limited amount of time on the field, but I thought he gave us some points of emphasis. This is what we want to try to get accomplished in OTAs. In training camp, we'll have a new set of goals as we get closer and closer to the season. So, this was the first day of trying to accomplish those goals.
How much more do you think you're able to get done now when you look back to your first OTA last
Well,
year?
Yeah, certainly. I do think there were a lot of changes in the offense last year There's actually a number of changes this year as well, as we have a new offensive coordinator. And so, but I do think that there is more of a comfort level, for the guys that are returning. I know I do feel more comfortable, but I do think you always have to be you have to challenge yourselves to learn new things, to work on your weaknesses in the off season. Adam is bringing his own style of offense as an offensive coordinator, and that coming along with that are changes. And so guys need to be in their playbooks, need to be learning new things. And, of course, all the new players, have a lot to learn as well.
Peyton, your thoughts on Ronnie Hillman, year two? Does he look a little bigger your first day
out here? I don't know. You thought he did? You thought he did? Okay. All right.
Better upper body.
Yeah, you've probably already written the article, so no point in me commenting on that. Ronnie, everybody in year two ought to be better than they were in year one. And, Ronnie got great experience last year as a rookie. And we're really counting on him this year to be to have more of a role in the offense. Last year, they kind of had a rotation and he had a certain amount of snaps that he was going to get. I definitely see that role increasing. And Adam giving him more responsibility in this offense, not just kind of a limited package like we did last year. And so we're really expecting him to make that next level jump. And it starts during these OTAs and training camp and being, more of a established veteran running back. I mean, to me, after your rookie year, you are a veteran, in my opinion. Second year, third year, fourth year, it doesn't matter. So a lot of expectations out of Ronnie, and we're counting on him to do good things for us this year.
Peyton, the team bonding you've done this offseason, going to Rocky Game and that sort of thing, why is that so important?
Well, I mean, certainly I think it's important to get to know guys, spend time with guys, not just out here at practice or in the weight room. I mean, when you're over here in the weight room and in practice, it's pretty much work, and you listen to the coaches, listen to the strength coaches. So whether like I said, going to a Rockies game, we have Coach Fox did it last year. We have a Broncos nine-hole golf tournament. It's probably a good thing it's nine holes and not 18. 40 sets of rental clubs last year, which tells you how many non-golfers we have on this team. So, but it's fun. Everybody plays with a different position. I play with a defensive lineman and a linebacker, and so it's little things like that I've always thought made a difference. The good teams that I've been on in the past were guys that got along, that guys that went to dinner, that hung out, spent time away from the playing field, and so I've always thought that's important. I think you can win a game for you somewhere down the road.
Do you think you have a target on your back when it comes to pranks right
now? No, I don't.
Are you unprankable?
I do not think that.
A few more for Peyton, guys, please. Anything else? Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Ed.